You know, the Bible predicted destruction of individual city-states in the past that existed long, long ago. And all the prophecies came to pass. It predicted that the house of Israel would be scattered along with the house of Judah. They were for their national and individual sins. The Bible predicts much more than that for the end of the age, however. It predicts earth changes that could lead to an extinction level event, which means that all life would be wiped off planet Earth unless God Almighty sends His Son Jesus Christ to prevent it. Notice Jeremiah 30, verse 4 to 7. And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now and see whether a man does travail with child. Wherefore or why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, holding his stomach, as a woman in travail? And all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Now, if there is a time coming in this world that nothing else will ever been like it before or after, shouldn't we know about it? Should we have doubts like doubting Thomas, a high C personality, said, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know that it's going to happen. No, we've got to be like the eyes. Put a star by my name because I believe it. It's going to be fun. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be like fireworks. Well, the time setting for the verses there in Jeremiah 30, verse 4 to 7, is when Jesus Christ returns to this earth. It's in verse 9 to 11 of Jeremiah 30, and also Ezekiel 37, verse 24 to 28. Now, what could be such devastation that would come upon nations that will nearly destroy every nation on earth? When Jesus Christ walked the earth in the flesh, the disciples heard him talking about the temple being destroyed, along with the city of Jerusalem, of course. They also heard him talk about the end of an age and the dawning of a new age in which he would rule the world personally once he destroyed the beast and the false prophet and their system. Matthew, Mark, and Luke wrote of the questions that the disciples had concerning the signs of Jesus' second coming to establish that kingdom. I'm going to mention one in passing.